This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you not seen The Frog?
Took me 14 games, but I think I found a way in.
Have you seen The Frog? Frog is very... I do not know what The Frog means. I don't know what The Frog is happening.
We don't even know where The Frog came from.
Nope. And then Moondog's The Frog.
And then it's just there. Also, by the way, we'll talk about it later on, but like, they demoted The Frog, I thought.
Wait, what?
13-0, The Frog was on the court dancing with everybody.
Okay.
14-0, he was in like the corner dancing with the people that do like the breakdancing stuff during the games. Like, I don't know.
Wasn't he back on the court for 15-0? I thought so. I thought that's what I saw on Sunday.
Wait, maybe I'm missing it up. Hold on.
I think you are. No. They did definitely. He was relegated to one part of the court.
They put him in the corner at one point.
Yeah, they put Baby in the corner. You never put Froggy in the corner.
How do you put Froggy in the corner?
They did, but I think on Sunday, he was all the way back.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I got one reason why I think the Frog is a really good thing for this team, okay? Can we do that as the tease? Can we have the most ridiculous tease in radio history? I got one good reason why the Frog is everything the Cavs need.
Can't you give the Frog away now and we'll give your tease on why you're bleeping on the streak in 15 minutes?
Yeah, we can do this. Okay. The dog chain was the dumbest thing this Cavs team had ever seen in their lives. They tried to rally around the dog chain, but they're not a dog chain group.
Yeah, they don't have a dog.
They don't have
they don't
a
have
dog,
dog in them.
They just don't.
They're too nice.
I mean, I think they have that dog in them. I don't know. But they got like, you know, the little...
More of a chihuahua.
Maybe. Yeah, it's a little guy. It doesn't... Not a lot of bite there. They're too nice of guys.
They haven't met a chihuahua. They got some bite in them.
By David Aldridge and his whole article, right? And so they needed something that wasn't going to be forced. There is nothing worse than trying to be something that you're not, Nick. It's like when I try to make a sexual innuendo.
Yeah.
That's not my thing. That's your lane.
Yeah.
That's your lane. If I make it, it just sounds weird, you know? So I really do feel like getting away from the dog chain, that was great. That wasn't who they were. That was fake. It was phony. It was Fugazi. None of it mattered. Leaning into the Frog, which is so weird. I saw a quote from Jared Allen. Jared Allen was like, why do you have a frog? He's like, well, that's Cleveland. What answer is that?
It's the best answer.
They're
that's
just a
what that
bunch
is.
Of weirdos, and the Frog is weird, and that's what makes it great. It's kismet, and I love it.
So there's always a point in every party or every time you're at the bar, if you're there super late, where you know that things have definitively got too weird to be there.
Okay.
And it's usually like a grown man shown up and a baby, and everybody thinks it's funny.
Was that you?
No.
I feel like you would maybe show up to the party and do something. I saw this story with McConaughey.
Uh-huh.
I went back and watched that the Bert Kreischer podcast that you referenced last week.
Two bears, one cave.
And one of the stories he told was the first time he met him, McConaughey was just wearing swim goggles to a party. No pool in sight. He just put on swim goggles and swim trunks and showed up in the front door.
Objectively funny. Guy showing up to the party with goggles. People showing up cosplaying. Like, these are all signs that maybe you've hit a level of weirdness that you can't relate to. That's a sign it's time to leave the party. This is like the Frog is that, except no one's too weird to leave the party.
The Frog is matching the party's vibe.
Yes. The Frog is like, oh my God, how have we never had a frog before?
I love it. The Frog is perfect. They're weird. The Frog is weird.
Now, there's no way to transition out of this, so I won't. The Chiefs-Bills game last night was everything I want with the Cleveland Browns. It was an insane rivalry. It was years and years of building. It was, you know, cold-ass weather with great football. I mean, it was mano a mano. It was the home fans losing their minds. It was, I mean, the best of the best quarterback play. A great head coach versus a former student who's kind of an okay head coach. I'd say a fine head coach in Sean McDermott. It was everything. And every time I watched
the
Bills.
He's the 175 passing yards of a head coach.
He really is. Every time I watch the Bills and Chiefs play, regular season, postseason, whatever, I'm reminded of how far the Cleveland Browns are away from the thing that I've wanted for the Cleveland Browns for 25 years.
It's playing a good game is what you're talking about here.
No, not a good game. A regular season game which feels like a playoff game. Like that's like it felt like the AFC title game yesterday. It wasn't.
Here's what I'll tell you it wasn't, and here's what I'll tell you as I was watching the game, I knew the outcome before the game even was over. The Bills have now won their fourth straight against Kansas City. I'm resigned to the fact because the Bills can't beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. I think Kansas City just does not do everything in their powers to win the game against Baltimore or Buffalo. And what I mean by that is what Andy Reid will call and what he won't call, I think, is night and day in the playoff games and then the regular season games. I think Andy Reid holds back in these games. I don't think he cares about winning a regular season game, even if it had playoff vibes against the Bills, because he knows if it's going to make you that much better when you take them on in the postseason, not reveal any of your cards, you win the war and not the battle, and that's what we've seen now. Four straight Bills wins against the Chiefs in the regular season, zero playoff wins for the Bills against the Chiefs in the postseason. I think the jury's out.
I do think that, I think just smart teams always save something for later.
I think he saves everything for later. I think he legitimately almost even toys with Buffalo and lets them believe that they are closer than they are.
I don't think that's real.
I think at times he completely disguises everything that he is ever going to do in the postseason, and if that makes him 25% less of a team during that game, who cares? Meanwhile, Sean McDermott treats it like it's a Super Bowl.
I think Josh Allen treats it like it's a Super Bowl. And in fairness, Mahomes wanted that. If you saw, like, they just have not fully unlocked Mahomes at most of this season.
That was one of the worst interceptions I've ever seen in my life in the opening drive.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say the last one where it was just a desperation.
The opening drive one was awful.
Even Allen had a great one to a tight end wide open. He just missed him. Like, threw it right in front of the guy's face and the guy fell on the ground. I can't remember their backup tight end's name. But with that being said, I agree to some extent. But you can tell Mahomes wanted it. You can tell the players are in on the rivalry, even if the coaches are holding something back.
If I was doing radio in Buffalo, what I would try to sell Buffalo fans was Josh Allen on that 4th-and-3 play. That's what I would sell people, because that's a time in the past where I think McDermott wouldn't have gone for the 4th-down play. I think he would have been conservative. I think he would have tightened up. He didn't. Allen turned it into a touchdown. And I think little things like that that you saw throughout the game, that was an encouraging thing if you're a Bills fan. But I just don't know. I mean, listen, you get yourself excited. You want to make it a postseason atmosphere, all these type of things. If I'm a Bills fan, I'm like, great, we beat them in the regular season again. Like, I'm happy we did that, but it's four straight times. Can we get them in the postseason?
I think you're saying that if you're a Bills media member. I think fans, you embrace those kind of wins. Knowing the history there, I think that's a media thought, not a player thought. But I do think that 4th-down call, that is transferable.
That was gutsy.
That is a coach.
That is something that McDermott he'd not ever done that previously. In the past, he would not have done that.
And actually, after the game, they were like, "Why'd you do that?" And he's like, "I'm not going to do that. You don't beat Pat Mahomes by playing for field goals." And I think every Bills fan in the world, and just people who've observed this team for the last 4 years, said, "Why'd it take 4 years for that, Sean?"
I mean, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like, can I tell you another reason, though?
Sure.
I also think he's really confident in Joe Brady, and I don't think he's been confident in any coordinator since
Brian Dable. He was confident with Brian Dable, yeah.
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 But, like, I don't think that game, or even...
just an easy way to just throw down Dorsey there.
even early in the Joe Brady thing last year, I don't think he had that confidence. I think that thing's humming the way it was with Dable for a while there. 216-474-0092. I don't think you or I do this, but do you guys think the Chiefs are lesser than the Bills? Is that what yesterday proved? And we will get back to the Cavs. We've gone streaking, we've gone cupping, and now JP thinks he's found some sort of flaw in the Death Star on people enjoying the streak who think the Cavs are going all out to get the streak. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on.
The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.